as safe and gentle, children's bath products are found to be anything but by the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. This nonprofit coalition of environmental groups is the first to document the widespread contamination of children's products with two known carcinogens, formaldehyde and 1,4-dioxane. None of the products tested by the coalition list formaldehyde or 1,4-dioxane on the label, as they're not added intentionally, but are rather the toxic byproducts of chemical manufacturing. The Food and Drug Administration does not require contaminants be listed on ingredient labels, leaving consumers with no way of knowing just how toxic their child's bath may be. According to the EPA, formaldehyde and 1,4-dioxane are both probable human carcinogens. Familiar and trusted names like Johnson's, Baby Magic, and Sesame Street's were found to contain one or both of these hidden carcinogens. Of all the products tested, 67% contained 1,4-dioxane and 82% contained formaldehyde. The FDA has yet to list alternative preservatives that are safe and effective, allowing companies labeling loopholes that continue to leave children exposed daily to toxins. Compounding the danger is, of course, the exceptional vulnerability of children to harmful chemicals. My guest is Stacey Malkin. She is the author of Not Just a Pretty Face, The Ugly Side of the Beauty Industry, and a co-author of the report Toxic Tub. Welcome to Uprising, Stacey.
Hello, Sonali. Thank you for having me.
Thanks very much for joining us. So very disturbing results in this report. First, explain how exactly these contaminants get into the products. I said they were not sort of intentionally put there.
Right, but rather they're toxic byproducts of chemical manufacturing, as you said. And 1,4-dioxane is created by chemical processing, a rather nasty chemical process called ethoxylation that a lot of companies use to add certain qualities to the products. And formaldehyde is actually released from the preservatives in the products. But what we know is that companies can already know how to make products without those types of chemicals that are contaminated. So there's really no need at all for these chemicals to be in products.
So is it the chemical processing of the product, the actual sort of, say, baby shampoo, or is it the packaging? Because, of course, we know that plastic packaging can leach certain toxins into the product.
Right. Well, in this case of formaldehyde and 1,4-dioxane, it's from the chemical manufacturing. But we did also, as we looked at these children's products, we were really surprised to find that some of the bubble bath products are actually in PVC vinyl containers, which are notorious for leaching toxic chemicals and is the most toxic type of plastic. So that's just a very interesting thing that we see. Adult products don't usually use this PVC plastic. The only place we find them is in the children's products. For example, Adora the Explorer bubble bath, Hot Wheels, Sesame Street bubble bath, those sorts of products that come in cute, you know, cartoon characterish containers that are made from PVC. And I think it just, that shows, and our report shows, that companies are putting a lot of effort into marketing products and making them attractive to children, but they're not putting as much thought and focus into how to make these products as safe as they possibly can be for children.
So now that's a separate issue then. The PVC packaging is a separate issue from the formaldehyde and the 1,4-dioxane.
Right. So basically our findings show are just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we found two known carcinogens in these products that aren't listed on labels, but there are many other chemicals of concern in many of these products too.
So what is the, give us some of the statistics. How many products did you test in total, and which are the most problematic?
Well, we looked at, we tested 48 products for 1,4-dioxane and found that 67% of those contained 1,4-dioxane. That is a probable human carcinogen. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that it should be avoided at any level. And the worst product that we found on 1,4-dioxane was American Girl shower products. On the formaldehyde, we looked at 28 products and found that 82% of those contained formaldehyde. The worst offender in that category was Baby Magic baby lotion. Another concerning thing was that many of the products contained both chemicals, including Johnson's baby shampoo, Sesame Street bubble bath, Grins and Giggles, Huggies naturally refreshing green tea baby wash. And of course, as we've all seen these products, and we know that they're marketed as pure, gentle, in the case of Johnson's baby shampoo, the number one choice of hospitals. And so, you know, these companies can do a lot better, and they really need to do better.
So, Stacey, when there's a child in a bath soaking in water with these chemicals, or, you know, when you put this lotion, this contaminated lotion on a baby's skin, this, you know, skin is porous. These get into your bloodstream.
It's true, right. What we put on our bodies get into our bodies, and especially if you're sitting in a bubble bath with warm water for an extended time, your exposures would obviously be higher. And I definitely want folks to know this is not something to be alarmed about. And a child using this product, you know, one time, a few times, even many times, may never be harmed by it. But the fact is that kids are being exposed to these low levels of known carcinogens again and again and again. And a kid may be getting it from the bubble bath, the baby shampoo, the body lotion. So the industry's argument that it's just a little bit of carcinogen, it just doesn't add up to reality.
I mean, if it was on the ingredient list, you know, in terms of all the ingredients listed there and at the end, just a little bit of carcinogen, just as you said, I can imagine parents' reaction.
Right. If your label said just a little bit of carcinogen, don't worry, would you buy that product? Probably not, just as a precautionary approach. Hey, I'd rather have a product that doesn't have a little bit of carcinogen.
Now, what about some of the safe, eco-friendly products that one might, you know, spend a pretty penny on at Whole Foods market, for example? Did you test any of these products that are supposedly a lot safer, and did they come out looking good?
In this round of tests, we only looked at the conventional top-selling products, but I can tell you that many of the products in the natural products industry have figured out how to solve these problems. So while you do have to be careful also of products that claim to be natural and organic, look at the label, you know, look them up online. We have a wonderful free database where you can look up products called Skin Deep, and you can find that at www.safecosmetics.org. So many safer brands, and Whole Foods actually has a new standard called Premium Body Care Standard, which some products in their store have, and any of those products will definitely be free of these carcinogens, as well as synthetic fragrance, parabens, and other problematic chemicals.
Safecosmetics.org, you said, was the website?
Safecosmetics.org, yes. You can check out the Skin Deep database and also find our report there, which is called No More Toxic Tub.
Now, Stacey, what has the reaction, if any, been from the industry, particularly Johnson & Johnson's? I mean, as you said, number one choice for hospitals. Have they responded to your report?
Well, Johnson & Johnson's responded with a statement, which I think is pretty disappointing. You know, they say, well, our products have been used for decades and they're safe. And they said essentially that we need these chemicals in order to keep products free of harmful bacteria and to make them as gentle as possible.
Now, isn't a little bit of harmful bacteria safer than a little bit of carcinogen?
Well, harmful bacteria is also bad, but the thing is that there are other preservatives that they could be using that don't sensitize the skin, that don't get contaminated with carcinogens. So companies have already figured out how to preserve products, how to make them gentle and bubbly and wonderful without any of the chemicals that are contaminated with formaldehyde and 1,4-dioxane. So Johnson & Johnson should be in that category of companies that are making products as safe as they can be.
Stacey Malkin is my guest. She's author of Not Just a Pretty Face, The Ugly Side of the Beauty Industry. She's also co-author of the report Toxic Tub, Contaminants in Children's Bath and Personal Care Products. Stacey, the Congress took action on the presence of a chemical called phthalates, or a type of chemical called phthalates, in plastic children's toys that is used to make children's toys plastic soft. And they did ban it, although, of course, the companies are being allowed to sell off their inventory before they start using phthalate free toys. This is something that Europeans have already adopted for several years. What action, if any, do you foresee the U.S. government taking based on your report, if any? Maybe there's already something in the works?
Well, we absolutely need to reform the cosmetic regulations, which were put on the books in 1938, and we've learned a lot since then about the chemicals being used in personal care products. So we need to rewrite the laws to regulate cosmetics, and that's something that the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics is working on and working with members of Congress. And it was announced in our press release that there will be a bill introduced soon at the federal level. So I definitely encourage folks to check that out, sign up for the action list on our website, safecosmetics.org, and get involved in that effort, because it is going to be a big challenge and a big fight. The toxic toys legislation that you mentioned is really a good preview to show that Congress is ready to take action on these issues, put some strong laws in place. The industry will resist them mightily. But Europe has had phthalate-free toys for 10 years. So companies already know how to make toys without phthalates. They just haven't been doing it in the United States because we don't make them. And, you know, I think we all would agree that Americans deserve the safest products that we can have, as does everyone in the world. And I think also that these changes are also going to be good for industry, because this is what the market wants. They want safe products, pure products, toxic-free products. And so companies need to learn how to start making them, making products as safe as they can be, as toxic-free as they can be. And those are the products that consumers are going to want in the future.
So finally, Stacey, what advice can you give to listeners, to parents of young children, in terms of what they should be looking out for? I mean, certainly they can try to avoid those products on your report that tested for formaldehyde and or 1,4-dioxane. But as you said, you didn't test the products from stores like Whole Foods. Should they just, you know, is shopping at Whole Foods, not to endorse this big corporation, but is that at least one way to ensure that your child has a safe product?
Well, I think it's about just educating ourselves and definitely looking at the labels.
But the labels don't tell you.
The labels don't tell you, but, you know, just looking at the chemicals on the labels, and if you see a long list of chemicals that include things like PEG or sodium lauryl sulfate, quaternium 15, there's a long list of chemicals to look for, but I think that the best advice for parents is to look at the labels and realize that simpler is better. Choosing products with fewer chemicals, trying to avoid synthetic fragrance, looking for some of those chemical names that you see in our report, and if you see one or any of them, you can pretty much be assured that that's not the best product that it can be.
And on the issue of packaging, how does one recognize a non-PVC package?
So you look at the bottom, the recycling symbol. A PVC is a number 3, so you definitely want to avoid any personal care products that are in the number 3 container. And you'll see that in the recycling symbol on the bottom of the package. You can also look at the Skin Deep database at safecosmetics.org. Look up your favorite products. It will tell you what's in them. You can also look up all the baby products and choose ones that have the green circles, which are the safer products. So there are things that parents can do to reduce chemical exposures in the home, you know, now, today. But also, I think it's important to say that we can't just shop our way out of this problem. We really need to put new federal regulations in place that require companies to tell us what's in their products and to make the safest products they can make.
Well, Stacey Malkin, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Stacey Malkin is author of Not Just a Pretty Face, The Ugly Side of the Beauty Industry. She is a co-author of the report, Toxic Tub, Contaminants in Children's Bath and Personal Care Products. Again, you can check the Skin Deep database at safecosmetics.org. You can also look at the entire report that we've been discussing at safecosmetics.org/toxic-tub. We'll link to it from our site, kpfk.org/uprising, later today if you missed it.